Love it. Coming up next, we have Aaron McGathy, who hosts This Feels Terrible, which is a podcast where you talk to comedians about relationships. Pretty sweet stuff. Ms. McGathy, please.
Thank you so much for having me. I love Chicago. Hey, Chicago!
Aaron is from L.A. podcast.
I'm from L.A., and last night I went to bed at 3, and I woke up at 6 because I was so excited to tackle the day, so I'm a little delirious, but having a great time. I'm going to talk about the first time that I ever made another girl cry. When I was a Navy kid, my dad was a chaplain in the military, and we moved around a lot. And from 7 to 10, we lived in, my ages, 7 to 10, not AC. We lived in Naples, Italy. And over the summers, we would drive around Naples, Italy, around Europe in a VW van and camp. This particular summer, I was 8 years old, and I had hacked off my own hair because I wanted to be a boy. It was also the same time that Madonna was having her boy toy tour. And at the airport, I saw a hat that said boy on it and gems. And I was like, exactly. And I had no idea what it was. I begged for it. And it was like my parents never bought me anything, but they bought me this hat that said boy. And we went on this trip around Europe. And this weekend we were going to Wales. And on the way there, there's a sheep herder, as there are in Wales everywhere. There are sheep everywhere. And we saw a sheep herder, herding sheep across the highway. And we stopped, and I had one of those square cameras that looks like a sandwich that were around in the early 90s. And I was like, oh, well, I'll take care of this. I'll capture this moment. I remember very distinctly the sheep herder looking at me from across the way and giving me a like, no, please, like, don't do this. And I was like, I have no idea why he's doing that. I'm gonna take a picture anyway. I take a picture. The flash goes off. As the flash is going off, a truck, like a semi truck comes around the corner as the sheep. I'm stumbling over my words because really this is like one of my most traumatic memories. It was a 2-lane highway with an island in the middle, and his sheep were in the island. And he was in charge of the sheep. Like, there was no chance of them going either side unless there was an 8-year-old asshole with a boy hat and a camera. So I took a picture of the sheep, scared the sheep. They ran across the freeway, and I can still remember one of the sheep just flying up into the air and falling onto the highway and hearing a Welsh man scream in horror and me just also screaming, crying, horrible, and my parents just telling me to get in the car. And you know that feeling when you know that you've done something really wrong and you feel such terrible pain and you say to everyone around you, I'm so sorry, I should die, I should just die, and no one responds. You're just kind of sitting in that. So I'm sitting in that for a couple of hours, and we arrive at this campground. When we get to the campground, me and my brother, as we normally did, like, walked around the campground and kind of scoped it out and saw if there was, like, anything to destroy, I guess. And we met these two Welsh girls who were my age and immediately wanted to play with me, which was not a thing that I had experienced and was really into it. I'm pretty sure right after they said, like, oh, we'd let, I'm going to try to do a Welsh accent just because fuck it. Ah! Would you like to come play with us? Yeah, a creepy gypsy leprechaun. So these two sisters asked me to come play. I go and I play with them. We play, very distinctly remember playing frisbee and playing ball, and we spent the entire weekend together, me and these two girls. I didn't let my brother play with us, who is my best friend and my only supporter, like, who never, like, wouldn't let him join us, because it was like, you know, the girls are doing stuff, so please hang back. and spent the whole weekend with them. When we would go to bed, we all slept in this VW van, and I would talk about how amazing these two girls were to my parents and be like, you know, they actively want to hang out with me. So then the last day of the trip, I went up to my new, to my new best friends and said, hey, we're rolling out of here. And, it has been amazing. I've had a really wonderful time. And they were more nervous than usual, and they kind of like walked away for a second and talked to each other. And then one of them walked up to me in a very like ceremonious way and said, Erin, will you be my boyfriend? And, I mean, it was a weird moment for me because I kind of was getting what I wanted from life, which was that everyone thought I was a boy, but I was still like, oh, we have been, hanging out under false pretenses. I immediately said, oh, I'm a girl. And she screamed in my face, like I had just said, I murdered your parents. Screamed in my face, started crying, ran to her sister, told her the news. They both started crying and ran back to their tent. And I walked back, and again to my parents, another moment of, so, here's the deal. And my parents were very against me being a boy all the time, did not comfort me, and just let me sit in it. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Erin. That was awesome. Erin has a show right after this recording that I'm going to go to, and you guys should go as well. Thank you.